With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump asking the Supreme Court for an emergency order to remove Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The request comes after an appeals court rejected the president's effort to oust Cook from the Fed's seven-member governing board. He accuses Cook of mortgage fraud. She denies lying and refuses to leave her post. The Fed board was established by Congress to be largely independent from day-to-day politics. No president has fired a sitting Fed governor in the agency's 112-year history. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Officials say a Jordanian aid truck driver opened fire and killed two people at an Israeli border crossing in the occupied West Bank Thursday. The Israeli military said the attacker had been, quote, neutralized without elaborating. The military says four soldiers were killed in the southern Gaza Strip, and a drone struck near a southern Israeli city, causing a major amount of damage. On the party line vote of 51 to 47, the Senate has confirmed 48 Trump nominees in one fell swoop.
Under new rules in the Senate, Republicans were able to combine all the nominations into one and confirm them with a simple majority vote. The new chamber rule allowing for the confirmation of certain executive branch nominees in large groups rather than one by one was enacted earlier this month on a strict party line vote. Republicans say they took the unusual step to offset delays they blame on the Democrats. Bob Agner reporting.
Turning Point USA, founded by Charlie Kirk to mobilize young conservatives, has seen a huge surge in interest and support since the assassination. As millions mourn his death, the group announcing his wife, Erica, will be the next CEO. This is SRN News. A new Gallup report on moral trends in this country.
According to the respected polling organization, the number one issue that has seen a sea change in America's perception of it is homosexuality. In the year 2000, only 40% of respondents told Gallup that they considered gay relationships to be morally acceptable. Today, it's 64%, a swing of 24 points. The Gallup study also finds large numbers of Americans now have no problem with fornication and having children out of wedlock. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Unrest in Nepal has the country's small Christian community staying watchful and keeping out of sight. They fear the radical Hindus will target Christians as they seek power for themselves. Last week, massive demonstrations in Nepal ended with more than 70 people killed, hundreds wounded. The army stepped in then to impose a major curfew. This is SRN News. Wall Street getting a boost from some tech stocks.
Wall Street rolled to more records led by a rally in technology stocks. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 124 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.9%. NVIDIA rose sharply after announcing a partnership with Intel. NVIDIA said it would invest $5 billion in its fellow semiconductor company and develop new products with it. Intel, which has been struggling recently, soared to its best day since 1987. Seth Sutel, New York.
Two ABC affiliates speaking out against Jimmy Kimmel ahead of ABC's decision to suspend him over the comments he made about the murder of Charlie Kirk. Nexstar Media Group, based in Irving, Texas, said it would pull the show starting Wednesday. Sinclair Broadcast Group in Hunt Valley, Maryland, had been calling on Kimmel to apologize to Kirk's family. More details at srnnews.com.